Well, we've been talking about the lack of scoring, lack of chances. In that last game, even though you lose 5-1, you did get some more pucks to the net, hit a couple of crossbars and some posts. Is this are you hoping it's a baby step thing where there were few chances, now more chances, now the puck goes in the net?
Well, the past couple of games, we've developed some offense. And quite honestly, you throw out that surge, and they had a hell of a surge there for the 3 or 4 minutes in the second period. We still played a pretty good game. We ended up developing 20 scoring chances. Even when it was 2-1, when they took the lead, we had two or three great chances before they surged for the third and fourth goal. Those are lessons we're learning, and we need to finish. And we need not just one guy, but a couple of guys to finish to create some momentum.
Ryan Johansson didn't play in the third period the other night, won't play here this evening. Another one of those teaching moments that you always talk about?
Well, Ryan is he's a very important guy to this organization. One of our top skilled guys. I think in this type of situation, it's just a little bit of a reset for him. It gives him an opportunity. We have some tape work to do with him today. This is part of a process. This kid is a 23-year-old kid, and we're trying to teach him and trying to get him to go through this process so he can be that guy, and he has the ability to be that guy. So, right now he'll be out tonight, and we'll see where we go from there.
And again, he hasn't been the only guy, and throughout the course of time, it's not a bad thing for players to watch their own game on tape, is it?
No, and especially a young man. I know he's been in the league for a few years, but he's 23, and I think it's our responsibility to teach. And sometimes when you miss a game, I don't think you can look at it as a punishment. It's part of the process, and so that's where we're going to go.
This Coyotes team, you faced them one time this year at Nationwide Arena, got a win against them there. A young team, another team that's got a good young mix, and what kind of defensive structure do you have to have against them tonight?
Well, we don't change our defensive structure. I think the biggest thing, and I thought we probably played one of our better periods, was our forechecking. I thought we spent a lot of time in Dallas's end zone that first period, really the first half of the game. I think that is your best defense. I think we get back into that identity that we want to play with, and that's the pinching, creating offense that way, keeping the puck in the end zone, and just being aggressive. So we're going to try to come back with that tonight and play a full 60 minutes.
And your defense, your defensive unit, are they getting a little bit banged up right now?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be. We have Falker up here for the minors. Savvy won't play. He's out. We're not sure about Jack and yeah, we're banged up, but you know, every team has that. That isn't something that should stop you from trying to find a way to win a hockey game.
Well, and as you always like to say, it's an opportunity for somebody.
Yeah. I mean, look at this Bodrochuk that came up here. We had injuries, and I haven't been able to take him out of the lineup because he's given us some good minutes. So, as you go through the big picture of it all, and you go through injuries, it tests your depth, but it gives you an opportunity to play your depth. And as you're going through and building your team and going through the years of an organization, that's a good thing.
Hey, one more thing. We talked about Korpisalo the other day, how well he played at home. He played two periods, and then you took him out in Dallas. But for you, does it give you a real opportunity to evaluate and know kind of exactly what you have in this young man early on?
It isn't a true evaluation because I need to see him play more. But it's certainly, like you just talked about with injuries, it gives a young man to play. And I loved his first game. He looked as confident. Second game, it was just a little bit tentative. And for a young guy, his second National Hockey League game, you expect some of those little bumps there. So, after two periods, that was enough for him. We knew we were going to come back with Mac here. I wanted to give him some time in that third period. But all in all, it's a really good thing to see some young kids play.
I know it's a long way away, and I'm not going to ask you to talk about it a lot, but Team USA is going to train at Nationwide Arena for the World Cup of Hockey. You're going to be the coach of that team. How pleased are you it's going to be in your home rink?
Oh, for me, first of all, it's just an absolute privilege to be involved with USA Hockey and to have it in our building, our people. That's exciting for me. I'm very fortunate all around in this type of situation to have an opportunity to work with USA Hockey and have it being in our building. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
Man, how far you've come in a short period of time.
Oh, geez, I know.
Thanks, George. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure.
That's head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.